Out in the fields, I'm Brian German with California Ag Today. The rainfall last winter came as a welcome relief for many growers, including Mark Van Clavern. He is a diversified farmer from Madera who grows Thompson seedless grapes, almonds, and watermelons. He noted how important the increased amount of available water was to his almond trees.
Well, I think it did. You know, the winter rains that we had was plenty to get the trees started in the springtime. And we're in the Madera Irrigation District. And we had water, surface water, from March up until the end of August. And so that was really helpful. We were able to take advantage of better water supply than the last couple of years. And I think the trees responded somewhat to it. Better water quality, more of it. Crop turned out pretty good.
Their watermelon harvest also turned out well thanks to the added supplies of water. Van Claver noted how their grapes are doing.
Our third crop is the raisin grapes, Thompson seedless. And we are just wrapping up laying those down. Crop looks, for us anyway, better, a little bit better than last year. Still looks better. It looks good.
And how about the raisin market?
Raisin market, not so great, but at least we've got something to sell.
More news after this.
Thinking of buying or selling agricultural property? Think Pearson Realty, the industry leader in farm real estate brokerage for nearly 100 years. Call a Pearson Realty experienced ag property specialist today at 559-432-6200. Again, 559-432-6200.
In other news, Alan Fulton is an irrigation and water resources advisor with UC Cooperative Extension in Tehama County. He and his team have been working on a project examining how late in the season walnut growers can wait to begin their irrigation programs.
So the short of the story is that just harvested our third year data. You know, it looks like there's some window.
Some of their tests have shown little to no impact on yield or nut size, even when waiting until mid-June to begin irrigation. Fulton offered some insight into one of the overall goals of the experiment.
And the whole motivation is to avoid possible injury to the trees from irrigating too much too early, from lack of aeration and damage to the root system.
As a farm advisor, Fulton covers a sizable area in the northern Sacramento Valley. He noted a surprising discovery regarding the damage caused by too much irrigation early in the season.
It's a lot more difficult to recover from a damaged tree with a sick root system.
This is California Ag Today.